What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I am looking forward to being back. A little nervous with a little bit of anxiety over putting some spikes back on and digging in the box. But, you know, hopefully it'll be like riding a bike to an extent.
I imagine for you, it's hard to imagine that 15 was 10 years ago already. But when you reflect on getting a chance to see those guys again and kind of reminisce about how special that run was, what part of that are you looking forward to most?
I think what you just said, I mean, it's really cool to be able to be a part of something. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, I played for eight teams, so I get asked the question all the time, you know, what would be, you know, where would I consider home or what would be my favorite team? And like, you know, obviously the Braves drafted me, raised me, and most of my career was in Atlanta. But the years with the 2 years with New York at the Mets, and Braves fans hate to hear it, were something special, because anytime you win in that city, the Empire State Building's lit up, you know, blue and orange. You know, you got guys on Jimmy Fallon. You're walking the streets and people, you know, are saying hey and go Mets, and there's nothing like it. So to go through that kind of experience with the brotherhood of guys that were on that team, I'm really excited to see those faces. Really excited to see the fans and hear the fans. Because you know that they always show their support and appreciation. And, you know, like I said, I mean, I was with the Mets half of two different years. You know, I might be the least Mets tenured player at this thing, for all I know. But I had to take the opportunity to come back and do it 10 years after the World Series appearance and that team. It meant a lot to me.
We've been reminiscing about that year a lot, especially with David's recent number retirement and some of his moments from that 2015 season. What are there any individual moments that stand out the most for you during that run?
Man, I tell you that might be what makes it so memorable. There's numerous individual moments. I mean, not to glaze over any of them, but just because there's so many. I mean, you've got just the trade deadline, all of us coming over. You know, especially Cespedes. You know, you had all the stuff with Wilmer Flores, and then for him to come out and have a big night after the fact, you know, and then David coming back off of injury, hitting a home run in that first game, and just kind of getting the whole squad healthy and playing together for that final stretch. I mean, Familia was lights out. The starting pitchers, it felt like every time, really all of them, it felt like they were going seven minimum, you know, so. You know, they just go on and on. I mean, there's so many huge moments and so many before I even got there in late July. So just that's the kind of stuff that it takes, though, to make that run and to have a team kind of come together and gel and really enjoy to be each other and play with each other and play for each other and for the fans. So, I mean, we really checked every box outside of winning the title. But, you know, that's I say all the time, I mean, I didn't think that just getting to the World Series would mean as much as it did. And I hate to sound like kind of a second place loser, but it's special. It's hard to get there. And I had numerous text messages that season going into the World Series that were like, hey, good luck. Enjoy it for all of us that have never played in one. And there's a lot. There's a lot of former players that never even got there.
Well, Kelly, I appreciate your time. I'm looking forward to seeing you in about a month at Citi Field. It should be a lot of fun.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be a blast. Look forward to seeing you, too. Thank you.
Exciting day, Carlos. You have Nolan McLean making his first major league start, third best prospect in the Mets system. And there's always a little bit of energy when you get a young kid out there making his first way here in the major leagues. How excited are you to just see what he's got?
Yeah, it's an exciting day for all of us here at the big league level, but for the organization, you know. Player development, scouting, a lot of people, you know. You get a guy that is here ready to contribute to the big league level is special, you know. We are all excited, and I can't wait.
Heard some things about him being very competitive down there, along with being very good. How much does that help when you need a kind of that mental edge at this level?
Yeah, and especially where we are as a team on the schedule. But the report that we were getting from, you know, a month ago or so is just the makeup and his the compete and, you know, the moment is never too big for him. His ability to slow the game down, that kind of like the bulldog mentality. And here he is now getting an opportunity. But it comes down to him being himself and just go out there and have fun.
So to get him on the roster, had to DFA Paul Blackburn, which I'm sure was kind of a strange year and time here with the Mets. What was that conversation like with him?
Yeah, not an easy one when you have to deliver the news, but he's a pro. He's a professional guy. He understood, obviously not happy because he feels like he could have helped us. But yeah, he's part of the business and you have to make some tough decisions and, you know, but nothing but great things to say about the person and how he handled everything here with us.
Offensively, Francisco Lindor has really found something and might have said that the hitting coaches have identified something. What do they see to kind of get him going here these last few days?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of Francisco putting a ton of work. You know, for the past, I don't know, month or so, this is a guy that continues to hit early, getting extra work, watching film, and then just having conversations with the hitting coaches, and you're always tinkering and, you know, looks like they found something. What we're seeing the last two, three games is the real Francisco Lindor, and that's a good sign for us as a team.
Kind of goes without saying, but as he goes, you guys go. I mean, the other day, base hit, immediately still second. I mean, what for you seeing that, you're probably thinking, man, we just need to get more of this guy out there.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it. I'm going to go back to last year. You know, when he got going, the team got going. This year, he got off to a really good start, and we were winning games. Then he went through this long stretch where it was hard for him, and we felt it. Now, you know, he's back on track, and now we got to start winning games.
How do you see his leadership qualities or his consistent personality through those times when there are ups and downs?
Same guy, and that's what the impressive part of all of this is. The guy's 1-for-35, and, you know, he's out there preparing, talking to guys, supporting guys, going through a tough stretch. He's, you know, putting his arm around whoever had a bad day, holding people accountable. And that's what you want to see from him.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.